And John, we're going to keep on going with the convention because it's not just about the speeches, as our friend pointed out. It's about the networking and maneuverings behind the scenes and after hours, which is where we sent Takeaway contributor and Essence magazine editor Patrick Henry Bass, along with Takeaway convention correspondent Faith Saley, to see what's happening. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Faith, let's start with you. Give us your impression so far of the convention and what's happening behind the scenes.
Well, Adora, I should set the stage. We're talking to you from room 111 at the beautiful La Quinta Inn. And I would like Patrick to tell you what I'm wearing.
Oh, it's a button that says, I love black people.
Obama 2008. It's not just a random button that says, I love black people.
And you're nowhere near the convention, right? Let's just point that out, correct?
Oh, God, no. No, we're miles and miles away.
Okay, and it was created by the McCain people, by the way.
The button was?
Yeah, I love black people.
Actually, the young woman who sold me the button, Amber, said, I asked her if any, what the ratio of white to black who were buying the button. She said no black people had bought the button because I didn't know if I could wear it. I said, is this racist? And she said, no, if I saw a black person wearing an I love white people button, I'd just run up and hug him.
I'm going to wear mine today.
Okay.
The pathetic,
all right, people,
desperate attempts at unity.
Yeah,
here.
Let's calm down. And Faith, you were actually at the speech last night where Hillary Clinton spoke. And just give us a sense of the ambiance because you were in the crowd.
Absolutely. And to tell you that I made it to the speech, and I haven't seen Patrick since we both tried to get into the arena last night I'd say it was about 7:30 p.m. So we haven't seen each other since then. I had to beg, borrow, and almost steal, well, I did, a pass that said honored guest. As press, Patrick and I were given something that said perimeter. Then you needed a pass that says arena to get into the Pepsi Center. Then to go up one level, you need a pass that says hall. And then I found a friend randomly who had an honored guest pass. So I went up to the rafters where they did not let you enter the arena to look down on Hillary Clinton and said, find a TV. So I smiled at a guard and inched my way in. And I had this amazing view of Hillary's speech from way, way, way up high. I was standing squished next to a bunch of people before the police came and yelled at us to leave. This is yelling at us during the convention.
And then you use your get out of jail free card, right?
But I said, but I love black people. Right. And I will say, I wasn't there obviously the night before for Michelle Obama's speech, but the feeling was so electric. And I looked around and people were, I think, in equal parts jubilant, but also wistful. That's how I felt. Patrick, where were you?
I was heading out to the parking lot to find the parties. And John and Adora, I just want you to know I hadn't slept an ounce. And so at any moment, I can fall into a Jerry Lewis or Lou Rawls impression and ask for a tote board because I feel like I'm hosting a telethon right now.
But well, so you were out there seeing where people were schmoozing. And Patrick,
yeah, a lot of
what did you
up.
Find?
Okay, so the first thing I found was that I was banned from the Patton Boggs party.
Who is Patton Boggs?
Patton Boggs is one of the most influential lobbying firms on the planet, which means the universe. And I was just going there to get some prawns or some beef Wellington to bring back to the luxurious La Quinta, which is the Takeaway headquarters.
So clearly
they banned me from it. I was banned from a party.
They wouldn't let you in?
Clearly.
No, they said it was oversubscribed.
Clearly, our team here has such enormous clout at the convention.
That's the thing, John and Adora. That's the theme with lack of access. I was shocked that with our lofty press credentials, we couldn't get into the Pepsi Center. And then even when I went to these parties, there's velvet ropes and VIP things. I look like a party girl from the meatpacking district right now early in the morning because I still have like bar tags.
Yeah, I have my tag.
Yeah, we both look like real partiers right now.
So is everyone spending all their time navigating, just trying to get into one place or another?
Well,
or are there any of these backs behind the scenes maneuverings going on?
Transportation is pretty flawed at best, I can say. But I bounced back by going to this party for the Common Good, which is an organization that Patricia Duff, who's become quite a formidable force within the Democratic Party, she has the Rolodex of life. And so last night I was in the green room with Chevy Chase. I'm Chevy Chase and you're not. Lynn Whitfield and Lisa Edelstein. There was a party there at the Hispanic Institute, which is a part of the Colorado Museum. And it was pretty random, but everyone was in a good mood because of Hillary's speech, so people were really ready to party.
What was the reaction to Hillary's speech? Was there a lot of talk about politics?
They were relieved, Adora. I mean, everyone felt like they were gasping, you know, holding their breath forever. And so once she delivered that speech, I felt that everyone felt that she delivered a home run. And so they were really ready to party, which I experienced at the Harold Ford Dougie Fresh party at Club Beta.
Hold on. Harold Ford, as in the former congressman from Tennessee, and Dougie Fresh,
the
rapper
DJ
from the 80s.
Correct. And then I found out, guys, that this party
was
actually
a little retro, guys.
It is. But then I found out this party was actually sponsored by the United Steelworkers of America, which no one ever said. You know, my cab driver told me that.
Like, you know, the cab driver's up on
as I was going to a diner at 3 o'clock in the morning.
The sponsorship at these parties is so bizarre. At one point, I was at a party called the Rising Stars Party at Club 5 Degrees, and this was to honor some youngish electeds like Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, Eric Garcetti of Los Angeles City Council. And the DJ, there was no center. I don't know about your party, but you didn't get a sense you were there to celebrate Obama or the convention. It was just a lot of good-looking people. You could have been in New York or L.A. talking to each other, eating the prawns. And at one point, the DJ tried to get everybody together. He's like, oh, Obama. Nobody stopped. Nobody cheered. And then he said,
well, they were eating
Fiji
shrimp. They were eating shrimp.
But then he says, is Fiji water in the house? Because Fiji water had sponsored the event and nobody paid him any mind.
Guys, we got to go. But what's your mission for tonight? Quickly.
To get back at Patton Boggs is my mission. I'm going to take him down, John.
You go.
I'm taking him down.
You go.
What about you, Faith? Quick.
I'm going to find an I Love White People pin. We're going to hug it out.
Have one.
All right. Well, make sure you bring us gifts back. That's all I have to.
Our listeners will make one for you. Yeah.
Right.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
That's Patrick Henry Bass, our takeaway contributor. He's a senior editor at Essence. And we also had Faith Saley, who is our takeaway convention correspondent. And they'll be back with us with more reports from Denver.
Now, we're following the Democratic Convention on our website and talking about the things that really matter, perceptions, issues, and the money that drives politics. It's all linked from our homepage at thetakeaway.org. Lots of stuff to do there.
Friday marks the 3-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and we're continuing our coverage. We're speaking to some survivors of the country's worst national disaster.
You're experiencing it. We all know about it. What have you noticed in your own food market? Food prices are going crazy. Are you changing what you eat? How about what your family eats? Tell us what you think at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org. And your takeaway for this hour?
I didn't know if I could wear it. I said, is this racist? And she said, no, if I saw a black person wearing an I Love White People button, I'd just run up and hug him.
Oh, great choice, guys. We'll get a lot of emails there. Also on thetakeaway.org, we're talking about the disparity between the rich and poor in industrial metropolis communities like New York City and Denver. If you missed anything, go to thetakeaway.org. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. Welcome back, John.
Thank you, Adora. This is The Takeaway.